ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Marky here.
Peter here. Now, today, as it is Golden Week, our Japanese staff, well, our older, not older as in age, but our staff, our previous staff, well, anyway, they're on vacation. So today here at JapanesePod101.com, we have our newest member and a new member who has some very interesting news and some very exciting news for us. So let's start off with Marky. Marky, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here.
Mark, it is great to have you. I don't think we formally introduced you to the community, so we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce Marky. And on my right, we also have...
Naomi desu.
Now, Naomi is our newest member. So we're going to go... Let's see. We're going to go by seniority, Naomi-san. So I'm sorry. We're going to start off with Marky. So, Marky, what's going on? Actually, why don't we start with an introduction?
Okay, well, I'll start at the beginning. I'm a DJ, and I produce house music.And I've been doing this for a long time, since 1995. And I'm also a long-time listener of JapanesePod101.com. So recently, I took it upon myself to update the opening theme.
Yeah, I think Marky is being a little modest here. Marky Star, as he's known on the Tokyo circuit, is well-known. Now, I feel kind of guilty because since he's joined JapanesePod101.com, he's had quite a few... Marky, what do you call him?
Events?
Yeah.
Parties?
Keep going. Keep telling
us. I was DJing in some clubs here in Tokyo and was hoping to put the message out to some Japanese pod listeners because I know that some of you out there are also really into music. And if you're into house music, I'd hope you'd come out and like my sound also.
Yeah, so we had been meaning to get this message out, but...Marky, we can relate here. Like, you can relate now that you've seen the inner workings of our system, quote unquote.
It's busy.
So we've been really busy, but we're making a more conscious effort to get the word out, tell everybody what's going on here. So I think Marky posts on the blog about events that he hosts. So anybody, if you're coming to Tokyo, you want to check out the club scene or, you know, you want to have a really good time in Tokyo, Marky, you can email him at marky@japanesepod101.com.Or check out the blog, subscribe to the blogs, because he does put posts out about what's going on in Tokyo. All right. I think that covers it quite well, right?
Yeah. I just want to add that as a longtime listener of JapanesePod101.com, every time I listened to the podcast, there was the intro, and I felt that we maybe outgrew it.
Yeah, we outgrew a lot of things. Yeah, we need...Marky, you see, Marky is very modest and very nice. Marky, tell us what you really think of that opening.
It was a little amateur. but, you know, I listened to it every day for like a year, more than a year. So there's still a kind of special place in my heart for it. And to hear Sakura-san every morning saying, Japanese Pado 101 de gozaimasu.It started off my day in like a really good way.
So we'll keep the voice, but yes.
Yes.
The music's got to go.
Yeah. But even at that, I thought maybe people would be a little shocked if we did something too dramatic. So I stuck with the core sounds of the original and just updated the concept. And I also had the good fortune to be in the studio with one of our voice actors, Yoshikai. And I got him to do...a lot of impressions of different Japanese actors, famous celebrities, or kind of Japanese caricatures, and also doing his twist on the opening as well. What do you think?
So I think what we're trying to say here is we have a new opening theme song, and inside that theme song, we're going to have a lot of surprises for you. So we're going to change up, just to keep you on your toes, we're going to change up what's said, we're going to change up the person, and that way you're forced to come and comment, what was today's opening? And this is all made possible because Marky has some really phenomenal skills in this area.
And a lot of free time. Not.
All right. So, that covers pretty much that, except for one last piece of exciting news with Marky. Marky, why don't you tell everyone that exciting news?
All right. Well, I'm not an avid fan of J-pop, but I have some friends in the J-pop industry, and they like to have English voices in Japanese music. Apparently, they don't really care what it says sometimes. Or the fact that the person with the voice has a terrible cold. At any rate, I lent my voice to the current BoA single.
Can you tell everyone about BoA? One of J-pop's biggest stars.
Yes, one of J-pop's biggest stars. And she's also huge in Korea because she sings both in Korean and Japanese. And she's got a new single out here in Japan, probably in Korea, I don't know. And I lent my voice to the remix.
Marky's on the remix.
I'm on the remix, yeah. But no credits.
No credits?
Yeah, it was part of the deal, and I don't know. The deal went bad.
Yes, so that is pretty interesting. So if you do pick up that BoA single, and you do hear the voice in the beginning, again, you can email Marky at marky@japanese511.com.
Yeah, let me know what you think about BoA. She's really cute, though. Really cute.
I'm not going to comment on that as a married man. But now let's move over to Naomi-san.
Hi.
First of all, it is great to have you join the team.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it is great to have you. Now, can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Hi. Kanbe Naomi desu. Konnichiwa. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Hello, my name is Naomi. Nice to meet you.
Can we just back up a second there? What was your last name? Can you just break that down for me?
Hi. Kanbe. Kanbe.
Kanbe. Hi. Okay, it is great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Now, Naomi-san. Hi. Can we call you Naomi-san?
Hi.
Naomi-san is a Japanese teacher.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
I am. I taught Japanese in Australia for about 7 months, and I also taught at a high school in United States for 2 years. And now I teach Japanese at a technical college in Japan.
So three continents, Asia, North America,
yeah. And
Australia.
Japan, Australia, yeah.
Yeah, I think I got that right.
Yeah.
So three continents. Again, we go out and we get the experts for you, the listeners. So Naomi will be joining the team. She'll be appearing on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be on the message board. She'll be cleaning up the content. And she's going to be doing it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Naomi, where do you live and where are you from in Japan?
I live in Chiba and I'm from Chiba Prefecture.
Do you like the Chiba Lotte?
Chiba Lotte? Chiba
the baseball
Lotte.
Team? There's only one right answer to that.
Hi. Yeah.
I like that. Hi.
Hi. You can tell my real answer from that, my voice, my tone.
Yes.
Very non-committal.
Well, we here at JapanesePod11.com really like the Chiba Lotte because we were able to go see a Chiba Lotte game and we got a tour of the stadium.
Really?
Some really great fans.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to organize a Chiba Lotte tour for us in your first week here?
Yeah. Hi. Yorokonde.
Happy to do it for everyone who didn't catch that. Okay, so it's Golden Week. Hi. We're going to call it a day today. We just wanted to introduce you to our newest member, Naomi-san. Tell you more about Marky-san, who finally got to formally introduce himself to the community. And for those of you, again, who are really interested in the nightlife, when you come to Tokyo, because we do get a lot of inquiries about this. Again, you want to talk to Marky, the blog, or Marky, he's the one to go to. He can tell you what's going on in that scene. So that's going to do it for today. Naomi-san, thank you again for stopping by on your first day here, dragged into the studio.
Hi, doumo arigatou gozaimashita.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Heba manzu.
What's heba manzu?
Aomori ben.
Aomori ben?
Yeah, we have an Aomori Ben series.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to speak. How to speak Aomori Ben.
Well, Marky's going to teach you at lunch because we're out of here.
Really? Wow.
And for those of you at home who are interested, again, Marky has a culture class. Email Marky. In fact, anybody with any questions, email Marky. All right, I think that's going to do it for today. Enjoy your Golden Week if you're in Japan. And if not, stop at JapanesePod101.com and you can enjoy Golden Week. We have a 25% off any subscription. So hopefully that makes your week a little better. That's going to do it for today.
またね。